Good evening. I have a few announcements and prayer requests, and just take a few moments to pray with you before we do the message this evening. I did want to say it's been great having church the past couple of months now. We are one of a few churches, probably in our area, to have started when we did. There's been no problem whatsoever. And so we're thankful to have seen you all and look forward to seeing more of you get back this coming Sunday. Let's see. I wanted to mention that there has been, as far as the coronavirus, there's been a bill that did get passed. It's called HR, House Resolution 836. And it got passed the first week of June. And it was to revoke Governor Wolf's coronavirus restrictions, face masks, dining in restaurants, different restrictions that he set up. And so most of the senators and congressmen in our state agreed it was too restrictive. It was not backed by science. And what we do see in science today is that the virus is decreasing. You hear about surges, and there's a wonderful man, one of the people I've been looking to for advice through the whole coronavirus thing, Doug Mastriano. He's a state senator down in the Gettysburg area, a fine Christian man. He has what's called a fireside chat in his home, right by his fireplace every night. He does a meeting through Facebook, and he briefs you on things that the media is not letting out because they want to keep us scared until November, part of their plan. They're using this virus, which is a legitimate virus. I mean, it has killed people, and it has caused people to be sick. But the media has drummed up, the more and more facts that are coming out, the media has drummed up information about it that is not true. And so Doug outlines a lot of that in his fireside chats almost every night he's on Facebook. Doug Mastriano, you can look him up. Well worth your time to listen to him. Anyway, they passed a law on June the 8th, and they said no more restrictions. The governor's edicts are done. Well, Governor Wolf didn't want that done, so he's been fighting it. And it's taken to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They were supposed to have started looking at it on Monday. And as of right now, I'm taping this Wednesday morning. As of right now, they're still working on it. And hopefully they'll make a decision soon. The thing is, Doug says, if they purely follow the law and the Constitution, then it's a slam dunk. Wolf loses, and we as Pennsylvanians win. We get our freedom back, and restrictions that are not backed by science are done. And that's the case. However, there's five Democrats on the Supreme Court, and Doug has said if they vote as activist judges instead of following the Constitution, then they could go with Wolf. So what I'm saying through all this is we need to pray that the right thing is done in this situation, that the hearts of those justices are softened to do that which is right before the Lord, and our state wins. And so we are in a battle for our freedom, and they're using this virus to erode our freedoms, church gatherings being one of those. So I made the decision back in May with other men and pastors and people around the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania advising and saying, hey, look, this virus thing is running its course. We need to get back to church. And so that's what we did. And so we still had precautions, hand sanitizers and things like that. different things we did in the church to take precautions, because I think that was wise also. So anyway, be in prayer about that. And I will mention some other prayer requests as I pray as well. And so let me just do that right now. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for your goodness to us. Thank you that even though the world is in mayhem right now, you're in complete and utter control. And so for that, we thank you and we rest in that, knowing that it is indeed the truth. And it comforts us and it gives us peace in a world that is very, very turbulent at this time. Lord, I want to pray for people at our church. Bless them, protect them, help their nerves, help them to focus on the peace of God that passes all understanding, keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wanted to pray for Matt, who came out Sunday first time to our church, and I pray that if he's not saved already, he would get saved very, very soon, and the word of God, the gospel that was preached on Sunday, will continue to make an impact upon his life. I pray for Ruth Dry's friend Barry has a procedure in Hershey, and I pray that that would work out very well for him. For a lady named Jill, who recently had a stroke, I pray, Lord, that you'd help her body to recover and get back to normal health, even though she's had a stroke. And for Alex, who tomorrow is going into Hershey Medical for colon surgery, Alex, a friend of Ruth also, who she mentioned, I pray that the surgery would be a success for him. For Mrs. Kessler, we've prayed for her, and we pray to continue to pray for her health and ask each and every one of you to keep her in prayer as well. She's advanced in age, but she still needs our prayers. And so I pray you'd ease any suffering or pain and just help her at this time. I also wanted to mention that there's a young man who contacted our church. He's an inmate out in California. He just wants someone to disciple him. His name is Denier Williams, and Lord, you know all about him. And I pray that as I've sent him a letter and given him information to get him started, to get him discipled, I pray that you'd help him to grow as a new Christian and to see his life turned around completely by you, as we know that's what you're very good at, and we are not. So I thank you that we've been able to know of this young man and his desire to follow you. I do pray for Doug Mastriano, the state senator from the Gettysburg area. I pray you continue to protect and to bless him, give him wisdom as he affects our state for good, because that's his desire. I pray for folks who have not yet been able to come back to our church, who may be a little bit apprehensive, and I pray you'd give them peace and calm about coming out. And I pray that this Sunday, as we have our patriotic service, that you would stir our hearts about the freedoms that we have in our nation, but more so how blessed we are to know and to have you as our Lord and Savior. And Lord, thank you that we can open up the scriptures now. And we pray as we do that, that you would bless them to our understanding and that they would continue to change our lives, that we might look more like you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.